You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. I already suck. Forgot to turn on a mic.
2 weeks in a row. Come on, man. Is this your first day?
312-644-6767. At least I got the phone number right. All right. I'm Steve Rosenbloom. Saturday Suckage. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Don Cooper, whatever you are.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Random Bears fan. Terry Bird!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go, I sucked.
Garth Algar!
Turn it off, man, turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man,
Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have a game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Damtom.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifo.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
Cade Horton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Morrison.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
J.J. McCarthy.
Absolutely sucks.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Trash Panda.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I am worn out. Thank God it's game. I am so worn out from this week, anticipating this game, working up to this game. Aren't you? Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you?
I wouldn't say worn out, no. My brain has been occupied by the thought of this game the whole week, though. I wanted them to play on Monday. As soon as the Browns game was over, I was like, okay, that's done. Let's play. Let's play now.
Halftime of the Browns game. They could have started the Packers game. That would have been fine. This has been so, which speaks to the fact that I'm not used to this. We don't have these kind of games here. There's not this kind of importance, right? The weight of this game, I mean, oh my God, the city's going to be crazy tonight.
And you know what's great is it doesn't feel like a dreaded weight. It feels like an excited weight.
That would actually make it lighter if we were dreading this game because we're used to it. You spent like 15 years doing that. The Packers have lost one time in 15 games at Soldier Field, their last 15 games. Aaron Rodgers owned the team. We should ask him if he wants to move the franchise to Gary, Indiana. That's who we should ask, not that gas bag Kevin Warren. By the way, Kevin Warren's... I don't know if I'm going to really have a chance to take a swing at the Kevin Warren pinata the way everybody else did this week, but I think his next press conference will be held at the Four Seasons Total Landscaping parking lot. I just wanted you to know that, everybody.
That's the funniest thing in human history.
That's my prediction for Kevin Warren, and the city's going to be crazy tonight. So we have this announcement. There's several announcements coming up today on game day, Bears, Packers. City will be crazy tonight. So I want to alert Packer fans that they'll need to get their tickets to get into the city in addition to getting their tickets to get into the game. They're two different things. The city of Chicago is broke. We're always broke, and we're corrupt. We're dirty, and nobody knows where the money is, except there is none. So the city of Chicago is in debt and in danger of being repossessed by Wyoming, I think. But the city has developed a new spending plan. You can read about it, see it on the websites and everything. The city is now selling tickets to get into the city, making it like essentially a cover charge. And Packer fans need to know about that. But what's more part of the plan, Packer fans, because you are Packer fans, you're likely to get roaring drunk, right? Today, tonight. We know you're from Wisconsin, America's favorite dive bar. I think that's indisputable. Wisconsin is America's favorite dive bar. So Packer fans, you're likely to throw up all over yourself and sleep on lower whacker.
Go get it, baby.
In that case, you'll have to buy the weekend pass to Chicago. It's two tickets for the price of one and a half. It's a bargain, really. And remember, Packer fans, when you cross into Illinois, you'll have to turn your watches forward 100 years, and you will need a valid passport. This is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. I did it before I even turned my mic on, and that was part of sucking, not even turning my mic on. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That number also gets you to our text line. Wow. Wake and Bakers are up early. Did we see anything else about the injuries? That's the story of the game heading into this, Trash Panda.
The only thing that I've seen was Jeremy Fowler yesterday saying that the Bears do plan to activate Tremaine Edmonds for this game.
Which we kind of figured was coming.
Right.
We thought that was coming.
They officially have until 3 o'clock today to bring him off of IR. So that will likely be coming. That's the only official word I've seen.
So no Rome and no Luther Burden. And DeAndre Swift appears that he's going to play. Tremaine Edmonds likely to play. And everybody else is going to be there. Now, the Packers have all kinds of problems. Josh Jacobs was, some reports out of Green Bay were that Josh Jacobs was maybe listed as probable, but is closer to questionable. And just because he starts doesn't mean he's going to finish. Now, that goes for Tremaine Edmonds, too. But the Packers will be missing the running back who caused you all sorts of misery last 2 weeks ago when nobody decided to tackle him. Third and one became, oh my God, 21 yards. Here are other reports that have Zach Tom, the right tackle, almost no chance to play. Have yourself a game, Montez Sweat. Have yourself a game. Christian Watson, again, just because he starts doesn't mean he's going to finish. Big hit, blows him right up. That'd be really good if the Bears can catch him. I think Tom is a huge loss, and they're dealing with the loss of their safety, their Jaquan Brisker-like run stopper.
Evan Williams.
Yeah.
Good and bargain bourbon, by the way.
Good bargain bourbon, Evan Williams?
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of a bourbon?
Oh, yeah, man. You never heard of Evan Williams?
No, I don't. No.
The elevated one, the 1979 version of Evan Williams is like my go-to. It's the 90 proof one.
Wow. Okay. And is it cheap or inexpensive?
The regular Evan Williams will probably about $15 probably for a fifth.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's good. It's good. It's got a little bit more of a, you know, because it's the lower end. So it's got a little bit more of a bite than some of your higher end bourbons. But it's, you know, if you know what you're tasting for, it's solid.
But it's all what you like. Like my otter who's sitting next to you there, she grew up with Dewars, but she will, Four Roses is quite the taste for her. But I know we've not done the bargain that I know of. So for the Bears, Loveland and Komet. Loveland's Komet, they're going to play a bigger role, right? With the injuries, with the receiver, with Odunze. And Luther Burden out. So everybody's been trying to figure out how's this going to play out. And the Bears are going to win. There's no question about that. Everything tells you the Bears are going to win this game. I remember I was one who pointed out last week that how great an opportunity it was for the Bears because the Packers were coming off a game against the Bears and teams that played the Bears were 2-9-1 in their next game. And how'd the Packers do in Denver? Neener, neener, neener. Even better. Even more reason to believe the Bears are going to win the game. Teams that play the Broncos in their next game, 3-10-1. Yeah, see? So the Bears are going to win. Now it's a matter of who's going to be your hero. Bears are going to win. Who's going to make the hero play? I have a hero scenario. Who's going to be your hero, Trash Panda? Give me a hero. Ooh. Give me a scenario.
I'm going to go with Caleb. I think he's going to be the hero. I think he's going to have a really good game today.
Okay, really good game, but do you think it's a hero play at the end? Do you think something like that pass to Komet actually gets completed this time?
You know, I don't know if there will necessarily be one hero play at the end. I think he's going to have a hero-esque game. Let me put it that way. I think he's going to play really well. I think he's going to be the reason they win, is what I'm saying. So he's going to be
the
hero.
We're waiting on that, aren't we?
Well, I would say
this team, against this level of competition?
Right? Yeah. And he... depends on how much weight you put on the Packers game last year. He beat them twice last year, should have beaten them twice last year. And it was because of him in the fourth quarter with the game on the line, right? So we've kind of seen that, but not at this with these stakes, right? Last year, the last game of the season, it was, you know, meant nothing but getting the losing streak over for the Bears.
To either team. It meant nothing to either team.
Right, yeah, the Packers had their spot locked up.
And they pulled Jordan Love, and they did all that. But still, you're right. Caleb led a drive. That was not the only game he did such a thing, only to be have an idiot coach or have idiot players or an idiot defensive back. But he did that. And so what we're seeing, what came to fruition, the last second drives of fourth quarter comebacks, I would think that's a really good hero scenario at home. Caleb doing that. He certainly seems, he did it in Washington. He did it in Green Bay last year and didn't really get credit for the comebacks. He did it against Detroit. He did it in Detroit, and you had the idiot coaching that finally got him fired, right? So doing this on the road, he seems pretty impervious to all this kind of stuff. And I think in this game, this spotlight, national game, he kind of seems to live for that, and he came up, what, 2 yards short? A pass was 2 yards short, something like that?
Maybe even just a yard.
Yeah, right, with Komet's reach. So that's a really good call. 312-644-6767. If you would like to give us your hero scenario, you go ahead and do that. I do have a hero scenario. I do have a hero. It's a bit of a surprise. And we will get back to that. And we'll take your thoughts on who's going to be the hero, the Bears hero tonight. What's at stake is basically the Bears is the first step to clinching a playoff spot. You beat Green Bay. If the Bears beat Green Bay and the Lions lose or tie against the Steelers, there it is. They're in. The Bears take a 1.5-game lead over the Packers if they win, but if the Lions also lose or tie against the Steelers, the Bears clinch a playoff spot with a win over Green Bay. You're rooting for Aaron Rodgers, Bears fan. Sorry to tell you that. If the Bears tie Green Bay, ooh, that'd be horrible. And the Lions lose to the Steelers, Bears are also in. There are several sidebars to this that maybe you're aware of, maybe you weren't. Grady Jarrett started this earlier in the week. If you're going to the game, he wanted you to listen up. Telling fans to come out, the fullest voice, the loudest, make the most noise. Make the Packers piddle down their legs. That's what he wants. And I could see Grady Jarrett, he's new at the new kid in town, and he says, yeah, that's what we want, that's what we need. He's used to playing in a dome where if you make noise, the noise always seems noisier, right? But here comes this, and this is not to embarrass the Bears, but this is the way it goes with the Bears and their fans. Olin Krutz had to tweet this out to Bears fans earlier in the week. When the Bears are on defense, shake the stadium. But when the offense is on the field, quiet, please, especially in the red zone. All right. There are a few things that seem more obvious in football. But the should-be a Hall of Fame center for the Bears has to tell fans this. And he lived through this. Remember, this popped up, what, 10, 15 years ago when Bears fans were so excited. Jay Cutler couldn't out-scream them. The Bears are moving into score, and the fans are making noise, and Jay couldn't out-scream them. And Olin was his center.
We're not used to being in these positions, so we get excitable.
Well, here's the Bears themselves realize their fans are not used to being in this position. I didn't see this news until this morning, and it comes from Larry Mayer, the writer of the house organ for ChicagoBears.com. All fans attending Saturday night's game will receive fourth Phase towels. That's they're giving it away, and that's great. You know, that Fourth Phase towel. However, the way it's phrased, they'll receive Fourth Phase towels to wave while creating deafening noise when the Bears are on defense and be silent when quarterback Caleb Williams and the offense are on the field. That's the house organ telling you this. That's the team telling its own fans when to cheer and when not to cheer. That's coming from the website of your Heritage NFL franchise. Just pass that along. You'll get a towel, and it even comes with instructions. Oh, my God. It comes with instructions.
You got to idiot-proof it, you know?
I guess so. All right. We will take a break. We come back. If you have suggestions, if you have a hero scenario, I'll give you mine. And we'll take yours, 312-644-6767. We'll talk about the Bears' plan for tonight, which seems pretty obvious, and Packers' plan that we know about for Caleb Williams. This is Saturday Suck. It's just Bears-Packers. Thank God it's here. I am so worn out. And really, it's all about me. Bears-Packers is all about me. They've worn me out. Let's get to the game tonight. We are your pre-game show. Do I have the right number of pre's?
I believe, Crash yes, Panda? Because after us is Judson, and then is the pre-game show. So pre-game show.
We're three pre's. We're Trey. Yeah, all right. Saturday Suckage, your pre-game show here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just think that's in Dennis Allen's DNA. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to bring it. I just don't know if it'll be as much as he did before. But if Zach Thomas out, that to me is the biggest loss they have. Christian Watson being out is big. He's obviously the deep threat. But Montez Sweat, the highest paid guy on the Bears defense, going up against a backup tackle. So if I'm Dennis Allen, I'm looking at him and saying, hey, you have to get pressure. I know they're probably going to chip you. They're going to try to stop you with two players, but we pay you a lot of money. We expect you to go against a backup to get me that pressure. And that's what I look at this game. I think it'll be less than it was before, but I still think that's just Dennis Allen's makeup, and that's what he's going to be.
Yeah, it would be nice if he didn't need the blitz. It would be nice if Montez Sweat could wreck a game the way Micah Parsons can. Montez Sweat getting paid all that money. Patrick Manley yesterday at the Brat Stop with Raheemy Harris and Grody. And it was the battle of the it was in Kenosha, the battle of the Brat Stop. Oy, oy, oy. And he was talking about this guy got to make a difference, especially against black backup tackle. And here we go. It's not likely that Zach Tom is going to play, and that would benefit the Bears. Jordan Love completed 71% of his passes against the Bears blitz in Green Bay 2 weeks ago. Just to clarify, not a good thing. Figure it out. As we talked about before we went to break, we are the pre-game show. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in later today from 4 o'clock until 7:20 p.m. for the your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. So I asked you earlier for your who's your hero? What's your hero scenario? Who becomes the hero today? 312 texter, Caleb to Cole Kmet, parentheses irony, for a 12-yard TD pass to seal the deal. We'll take that, right? That'd be good. We'll take that. In response to the Bears having to tell their fans not to cheer and scream and make noise when the Bears' offense is on the field or especially in the red zone, 219 texter says, Lambeau flashes quiet. Men at work on the Jumbotron in Lambeau. Is that true? I've never seen that. I don't know. Do you know that to be true?
I've never been to Lambeau, so I don't know.
It's a cool place to go to.
I have seen Soldier Field flash something similar. This was a while ago. I don't know if they still do it, but it said quiet offense at work.
Okay. All right. You shouldn't have to tell fans in either city when to make noise and when to not. Okay. 312-644-67. Yeah. Yeah. What is that?
That's it. You were right.
Oh, that's the right bell?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Is Brian in Petersburg? Now, I thought it was St. Petersburg, but apparently this is your nape of the neck. This is your, it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from their location.
It's close.
It is. Brian and Peter.
The land was surveyed by Abraham Lincoln.
Was it really?
Absolutely. Everyone here has been to the Lincoln Homes, a rite of passage as an elementary child.
Wow. That's a good way to get out of school, though, right? Was that a good field trip you look for?
No, it's always in the middle of September, and it's 110 degrees, and there's no wind because you're surrounded by trees, and it's log cabins. It's awful.
Wow. Well, why don't they do it? Why don't they do it at this time of year before Christmas break or something, right?
If you've ever been to Petersburg, you don't want to be there in the winter. It's uphill everywhere.
I've never been there.
It is.
All I know about the area is that Trash Panda's dad stands in his old bedroom and shoots raccoons outside. Points a gun out the window and shoots raccoons. That's all I know. Do you have Trash Panda problems down there in Petersburg? Do you hate them too?
No, Rosie, we call that Tuesday. That's not a wild
story. Ryan, that's excellent. I love that. Okay.
Hey, buddy, if after Caleb's third overthrow at 110 miles an hour to a wide open Loveland, Ben says, all right, F it. Manung guy, be the guy. Let's go. And after getting punched in the face for three quarters and him with two touchdowns, the Packers will limp away. One last thought. Kevin Warren, can we go into his office
and take back the game ball, the big, beautiful birthday game ball. You lost it. It's gone. Give it back. No, no, no. Someone needs to get in that man's ear. How can you be in the most corrupt state in the nation and not know how to do politics? The most unpopular mayor in the history of Chicago, and you chose to stand with him and then ask for favors from the state house. Dumb, 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 dumb. Suck, suck. Thank you, Rosie.
There you go. Thank you, Brian. What a wonderful call. That's it. We don't get many calls here, but when they come in, they're strong. And yes, the most corrupt state. And Kevin Warren, you know what the Bears need? They need an executive vice president in charge of shut up. An executive vice president in charge of STFU. Just don't say anything. Just be quiet. Just stop. But again, like other consultants that apparently have been brought in, Kevin Warren's not going to listen to them because he knows what's best. I will say this about Kevin Warren. He's the one who finally fired Eberflus. He's the one who neutered Ryan Poles. He's the one who told Poles, bring me Ben Johnson. I want this guy. I want him in front of King George, and he did. So Kevin Warren is doing everybody else's job better than the job he was brought in to do. Because he hasn't done squat about building a stadium, and he's got a whole bunch. You know, he's a gas. He's a gas that fills every corner with just a load of nothing, with just nothing to say that you believe. He's just got weasel words. All right, I'll save other swings of the pinata for later. 773 texter. That call, Brian, is the epitome of Saturday suckage. The take about overthrows to Loveland is dumb AF. Well, you don't think he's done that? You know, at 110 miles an hour? I do like to think of Brian as a good ambassador for Saturday suckage. From the middle of nowhere and suck so you don't have to. 815 texture. Why do you get on Sweat so much? He had an overall good year. Keep talking about how much he's making. He's had more of an impact than DJ Moore, and Moore has a higher AAV. Okay, you want to take the guy getting paid like a game wrecker? Remember when Montez Sweat was acquired and paid all that money, $98 million, we were told by Ryan Poles, the man who orchestrated the deal, that Montez Sweat is a multiplier. Who exactly has gotten multiplied? Kind of waiting on that, aren't we? We're waiting for that. All right, I'll give you my idea of a hero scenario. So sort of an X factor kind of thing. Trash Panda gave us Caleb. I mean, I'd love to see that. You're going to complete that drive against the Packers. I love that whole thing. Be the reason you beat the Packers. Excellent. And Brian from Petersburg was telling us all about Lincoln Logs and Lincoln. You go there for a field trip.
He didn't even mention New Salem.
Did you go to the field trip? Did you go to the Lincoln thing?
I've seen all the Lincoln things multiple times. I'm pretty sure I've seen the Lincoln homes more than once.
And that was a field trip from school. See,
yeah, it wasn't very fun. Lincoln's New Salem is also pretty close by. I don't know if you ever heard of that. That's a state park.
No, have not heard that.
It's not worth going to.
The field trip I remember most, hearing about most, is when my son's second grade class or fourth grade class, I can't remember which, they were going to the Field Museum. They're taking the bus down, and then taking the bus down the Kennedy, and they get to a particular turn around, I don't know if it's Addison or Fullerton, and my kid yells out at a time when the entire bus is quiet, "Hey guys, the Hooters sign!" I'm so proud.
It's great.
Uh-huh. My son's mom was on the bus. She was suitably impressed that that's what our
makes
son
it even
did.
Funnier, honestly.
It's great. It's the timing. Timing is wonderful for that. So Loveland and Kmet figure to play bigger parts, right? DJ Moore, as soon as everybody made a ruckus about him, they began to find him. And And with Roma Dunze and Luther Burden out, I'm going to hold my hand up and lobby for Olamide Zaccheaus. Now, here's the thing. I'm looking at it as a really good redemption story, right? He started sucking, so Luther Burden got more chances, right? And Luther Burden made the most of them. Luther Burden was catching everything. He was going to become the king of yak, and it was a glorious blossoming. But Zaccheaus, for whatever it's worth, if you're talking about catching balls in December and catching balls at the end of the season, remember the Bears signed him from the Commanders. And the last three games of his season, which were important to the Commanders, last three games of his season, he had his best three-game stretch. 15 catches, an average of 68 yards per game, and an average of one TD per game for the Commanders last year, for the quarterback taken behind Caleb Williams. Now, we did see Zaccheaus show up in a Packers game, show up earlier in the year. Also, in the playoffs, he had 7 catches in 3 playoff games. So, I'm not saying that Zaccheaus is going to be, okay, he gets exact spot back from Burden, and Devin Duvernay had a really nice play, and whatever else they're looking at, I am going to suggest the hero, Olamide Zaccheaus. He's done stuff like this before. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. It may not matter, Zaccheaus, or even Caleb, because the Bears need to look at a pretty simple game plan. Talk about it after this. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think when you look at our roster, we have a number of really talented players that have not been a part of this.
You know, you certainly can look at DJ and Cole, guys that have been here. But like, I just talked with Andrew Billings about it. And, you know, this is the most wins he's ever been a part of. These guys have been around for a long time. And so when that happens and you're someone that hasn't experienced it a whole lot, you're just grateful. You're grateful for it. And you don't want it to, you want to take advantage of the opportunity. You just don't know when it's going to happen again. And that's the nature of the NFL. The parity is so strong that when you have a good season, you win some of these one-score games like we've been able to, and we put ourselves in a good spot. We want to make sure we capitalize on it as a team.
Ben Johnson, coach of your Chicago Heroes, and I've canceled the assignment. It's not like I gave you a homework. It was just have a thought. But apparently it's too much to ask a Wakenbaker to have a thought. I realize most of my audience wakes and bakes at whatever time I've been on, and I'm canceling the assignment. Like, two people got it, and then Trash Panda got a bunch of phone calls.
Yeah, none of them were about the assignment, so
yeah,
we had to cancel the assignment.
Give us the variety of phone calls you got in response to asking people who their hero tonight was going to be and why.
A really nice fella just called and asked what station the game's going to be on tonight. Which, you know, I told him, I'm happy to oblige you there. It's on Fox, if you didn't know, everyone. And so there you go. And someone else had, there was going to be a fantasy football question. None of the calls, except for my guy Brian from Petersburg, were about a hero for the game tonight.
Right.
So,
yeah. Fantasy football.
Shout out to Petersburg, by the way.
Covers a lot.
And another caller was saying that I should back off my take on New Salem being boring. Like, I understand New Salem is kind of cool. Like, there's like real log cabins there that are still standing. Like, it's cool. I lost the novelty on New Salem when I was about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So, because I've been there probably 50 times, if not more. That was like how you would spend an afternoon during the summer. Oh, let's go to New Salem, and that'll give the kids something to do for a few hours.
It's not
a novelty to me.
All I wanted to know was, who's your Bears hero? What's your scenario? And here we get New Salem. So people
that was
ragging on.
A guy from Wisconsin, by the way, who's a nice guy. Nice guy. Shout out. Thanks for calling. But, I know more about New Salem than you, sir.
Neener, neener, neener.
I literally grew up there.
All right, so we're moving right along. Top of the hour, talk to Bart Winkler, podcast The Winklerverse, well-versed in Packers football, Packers-Bears football, the rivalry, and everything else. We will talk to him. 1 o'clock, Herb Howard of the Bigs, and the biggest game, and I don't know. You can go back a long time. You can go back to 2018, I guess, the double doink game, the playoff game,
the Rams game that year.
Yeah. And there was a Packers game that was pretty big that year, too.
Right, but it didn't have the same stakes because the Packers weren't good that year. Although
it was the Packers.
It was, and they won the division that game while knocking the Packers from playoff contention, so it was important, get me wrong. And it didn't quite have the same stakes as this one.
But the best season since 2018, and that's what we're looking at. Nagy went 12-4, we saw the double doink and all that. So Ben Johnson's team is 10-4, headed for the playoffs, and all the whatever it is. If they win and Detroit loses and you're rooting for Aaron Rodgers, then the Bears clinch a playoff spot. But the difference is what has to be done by the Bears tonight. The difference between those seasons, those coaches, the run game. And it's never grown more obvious. Ben Johnson believes in the run game. We heard it. He changed it in midseason. Since midseason, they've been the best running team in the NFL. Matt Nagy believed the run game was homework. He believed it was like an after-school assignment. Nagy, for those of you late to class, was the guy who came out of the Saints game saying, "I'm not an idiot," when he ran the ball only 7 times. And, of course, he was an idiot. 7 times. Ben Johnson does that in one drive. Nagy believed the run game took away from all his neato torpedo passes, all the wonderful plays he drew up on cocktail napkins. No sense of scheme, no sense of order, just the like a misguided belief that if you run these plays, you'll get to grow up and be Patrick Mahomes as well. Ben Johnson believes the run game sets up his young quarterback to, hey, maybe be in the same conversation as Patrick Mahomes. Nowhere is that more important than tonight at Soldier Field. Every run play is a positive. Because at worst, it wears down the defense. That pays off at the end. If you come out of last game the Packers and Bears played, Packers came out of it sounding like they lucked out that the Bears chose to pass in the first quarter. Bears sucked in Lambeau in the first quarter. Ben Johnson went all Nagy. They called seven passes. They ran the ball four times. And you suddenly had Caleb saying, we let him off the hook. We let him off the hook. The Bears are much more insistent in running the game, in running the ball in the second half. And they got to the point, they ran it so often and so well, Green Bay defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley said later his guys were on fumes at the end. And he was thanking God Caleb underthrew Cole Kmet.
And I don't know if you noticed or how much of the game against Denver for the Packers you watched last week, but the same thing was happening.
Yes.
The Packers defense was gassed. Right before Parsons got hurt, actually, I was watching the game and saying to myself, the Packers are gassed.
I saw that, and that will take a lot of starch out of you when Micah Parsons goes down. They didn't totally get blown out. They didn't lay down. But, yeah. And the thin air wasn't helping. They came out of a game against the Bears, and they were punished. They go into the second half, and they're getting pounded by the Broncos, and the thin air is taking it out of them, and that's what happened. But the Bears wore down the Packers' defense last game. They just didn't start early enough. Look at it through that prism. There were some Bears players saying, well, you can't just pick up where you left off. Well, yes, you can. That's what you do. Administer as much punishment early. If you're successful, you've set up the Packers to get punished the way you set up and punish the Eagles. Even if you're not successful, you are setting up the Packers to feel the pain in the fourth quarter when you know you can win games. You've done it before.
There's a psychological aspect to this, too. If you come out and you punch them in the mouth repeatedly on the ground, there's already a doubt in their heads this week. The little voice saying, are we as good without Micah Parsons? They know they're not. They're not. You just aren't. Any team who loses a player of that caliber, you are not as good as you were with him. If you come out, you punch them in the mouth, run the ball up and down the field, that little voice in their head gets louder, and they could crumble. I'm not saying they will. There's a possibility they do.
Their voice in their head could be screaming, mommy, make it stop. You bring up Parsons. His absence makes it even more imperative the Bears run the ball. Before, they were running away, were running at him. They had to know where he was every play. You have to run at him, and this is where your shifts are. This is where your blocks are. With no Parsons, you're going to run the places you want to run. Where do you have an advantage now? And you can run to both. You go left, go right, go wide, up the middle. However you're going to do it, you don't have to worry about that guy. That guy's not there. And you know what else about the run? About running the ball? About consistently running the ball, Matt Nagy? It makes your quarterback better because it makes your play action better. Caleb has been killing it on play action. He's been terrific. Did it to the Browns. Everybody does it to the Browns. But he did it to the Packers, too, on play action. And to go back to that fourth quarter 2 weeks ago, the Bears passed 11 times, yeah. But they ran it 11 times. And the passes were effective because the running game was effective. The running game was punishing the Packers, and that has to be the plan tonight. Start wearing them down at the start. maybe the like Studs was saying, like Trash Panda was saying, the Packers defense has PTSD. Every running play is a positive. Just don't tell Matt Nagy that. Is he going to be the next coach of the Giants or the next coach of the Titans? Which organization is he going to badly coach? What do you think? Trash Panda, ooh, you got a thought?
I feel...
His name's out there. His name's at the top of a lot of lists.
I'm going to predict the Titans. I feel like they're an organization that's dumb enough to do that. I mean, the Giants are too. So I'm going to go Titans. I'm going to go Titans.
Okay. B. I think that's a really good call. And it's a perfect time for him to get hired. He got hired by the Bears after he totally screwed up play calling in the second half of a playoff game. So it'd be perfect to have the Chiefs finally eliminated and your offensive coordinator is going to get a job. That's great. We can all watch that. I take a break. When I come back here on Saturday Suckage, we are going to satisfy a 608 caller who says, so cool of you to bring Bart on. You guys are the true radio of the people, folks. You know what? I'm going to read that for Bart. Bart Winkler of the Winklerverse, behind the Cheddar Curtain, and we'll discuss Bears, Packers, the Super Bowl, and God, we need this. I am so worn out this week. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.